Right now it's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and web comments. Last Wednesday we talked about the Pentagon's decision that post-traumatic stress disorder would not qualify troops for the Purple Heart. Joy emailed to tell us, "My brother served in Iraq and returned with a serious case of PTSD. I know that he would not want a Purple Heart for having PTSD, as he would not want the same honor as someone who was physically injured. If they want to honor those who have PTSD, they should create a whole new medal." Emailer Jasmine Korai disagreed. "It's unfortunate the military made this decision. The distinction between injury and disease is problematic. PTSD can come from a moment, just as a bullet wound, and an injury can require treatment for years, as can PTSD." President Obama wasn't just big news last month. He was apparently big business, too. There's Yes Pecan Ice Cream, Obama Chia Heads, Obama Blend Coffee. Megan Morehouse and her sister made the trip to D.C. for the inauguration and reported, "Among the best tie-ins we spotted were Obama fruit pies, Obama-shaped car fresheners, and our favorite, Obama butter, think body lotion. I think Obama himself would be proud of the creativity displayed as Americans try to earn a living during this hard economic times by capitalizing on his image and the excitement surrounding his presidency." And that may be, but White House lawyers are reportedly cracking down on those product tie-ins, which may be bad news for the audacity of soap. We saw a few flakes of snow in Washington, D.C. this morning, but as far as we know, the Obama girls had school today. Not the case a week ago. Their school canceled classes after a winter storm that left snow and ice across much of the country. The president suggested D.C. needs some flinty Chicago toughness, to which listener Mary Olif replied, "Well, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and I am a proud weather wimp. It snowed for about 3 minutes this morning, and I almost cried." If students in D.C. are snow wimps, then students in Northeast Ohio are snow warriors, added Cindy in Stowe, Ohio. "Our students walk to school between mounds of snow that are taller than some of our elementary and middle school students." If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.